top five on the Rokan Show.
Five. Let's go. Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
The governor signed into law his new $40 billion budget. Says he also wants to make sure that the referendum that on the 2020 ballot to increase taxes on the wealthy by having a graduate income tax also clears the referendum in the state of Illinois. People that we would have to vote on it. We may not be voting on it. We'll see.
No.
But this is what
voters.
The governor said.
I feel very confident that the public understands the importance of instituting a fair tax in the state of Illinois. That the fact that people who are wealthier can afford to pay it, people like me should step up to the plate, and that we ought to give some tax relief or at least maintain for middle class and working class people across this state. We need to change the trajectory for the middle class and those striving to get there, and we're doing it. We began to do it this year. There's much more work ahead.
Republicans, you know, pushing back. Jim Durkin was saying today, look, that, you know, he's okay with the balanced budget. I think that was great. We came to an agreement, and, you know, there were the new taxes for gas and, you know, parking and license fees. If you smoke, another dollar pack. You got some things that people are going to, they're going to affect people.
The smoker, the person's still smoking.
I know. It's like the taxes are more than the cigarettes now.
Oh,
and that's not a joke.
By far.
It's like $7, over $7 just in taxes. But
you have to be a millionaire just to smoke.
I know. It's like, wow, he must be really wealthy. He's got a cigarette in his hand. You can't say, can I bum a cigarette anymore?
No,
because
no.
They're like $5 each.
Right. No. Sorry. No.
No. But anyway, he's saying that he's wary of the rates that are promised today by lawmakers on that graduated income tax, that they basically, lawmakers would have a blank check to keep fudging those rates. So
yeah.
I'm sure that
this could be a disaster for Illinois. That's the crazy thing about it. I mean, there is no stability in Illinois, and this adds to the instability. And that is not necessarily good, because you do need to keep those people here. People do, and don't necessarily move away, but they move away for 6 months and a day, so they don't have to pay the taxes here, the super rich.
A lot of money pouring into that fight so that voters would approve it in 2020, this graduate income tax, but I think that's going to be a fight. And
yeah.
A lot more details to come, too, because I don't think anyone really understands all of the details yet.
It sounds good. You know, it's a really populist thing. It's like, well, the rich should be paying for this. And it is by percentage of income, you know, by buying power. The argument always is by buying power that people who are making $60,000 a year or $100,000 or family making $100,000, $120,000, whatever,
right.
Which is, you know, those are on the averages, near the averages, the mean numbers for people in the state of Illinois. Well, why do those people at the average or below the average, you know, have to take such a hit compared to the buying power hit that people making $250,000 or half or $1 million or whatever it is a year? Right?
Right.
That's it. But the cost structure for those people based on where they live, their houses, their things, and the stability that they bring to the economy by providing buying stuff in the economy is, you know, has its own impact. And that's the thing. People don't stop and, you know, they only want to read the first sentence of the story. And this is, I think, will have a detrimental effect on the economy of Illinois, because business leaders, businesses and rich people are going to somehow be able to get around this. You can't get around a flat, you know, 4.9% or whatever it is right now.
4.95, yeah, if you're over a certain number.
All right. Checking in at
number four.
President is going to be in Ireland tonight at his own golf club because he can't help but do a promotional tour while he's president of the United States, and yet nobody cares about that. Not that Barack Obama ever had a golf course, but if he did, believe me, Republicans would have been pretty crazy if Barack Obama kept going back to the Obama course.
Wasn't Trump as a citizen, Citizen Trump calling out Obama for golfing all the time?
Yeah, yes, he was.
This course doesn't golf.
But wait, this is not, I'm not playing golf, I'm promoting
business.
My properties. I'm a businessman, that's different. Not a black guy. which is, I think, how he always looked at Barack Obama.
His golf course is in Doonbeg.
Doonbeg? I'm sorry. You know, but in Gaelic, it's pronounced douchebag. So that's very important.
I'm pronouncing it wrong.
Yeah. Because the N is a sh sound in Gaelic.
That's how it works.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that.
Yes. Shillelagh actually is Nalaylee if you just in the spelling of it. Anyway.
But he'll be there.
The president is going to head to France tomorrow, or France, as Johnny Depp would call it, for the 75th anniversary of D-Day. Now, he met with Ireland's prime minister today in Shannon, where they spoke to reporters. The president was asked about the reported execution of North Korea's top negotiator and said...
Sir, have you seen those reports of executions in North Korea of the folks who were involved in your summit? Does that worry you at all that Kim would execute these people?
Well, I don't know if the reports are correct, because one of the gentlemen who we deal with is, this is North Korea they're talking about, is somebody that we know well. He's a strong man, he's a strong person, and they like to blame Kim Jong-un immediately, but they said he was killed, and he wasn't. He was at the theater the other night, so he wasn't killed. The other four people I know nothing about, but it is it's an interesting situation. I think that they would like to make a deal, and we'd like to make a deal with them. We'll see how it goes.
It's defending Kim Jong-un on the precipice of D-Day, right? Yeah. Didn't the civilized world defeat the barbarians at the gate who were autocrats hell-bent on killing their political enemies? Isn't that what that was all about? Wasn't it taking out Mussolini and Hitler and that whole, and Tojo, and that whole idea that societies are better run by crazed madmen who literally govern at the barrel of a gun? Wasn't that the idea? I know he got asked the question.
He did. He didn't bring it up independently. I've misunderstood that because.
But he could. There's never a question he doesn't want to answer. There is a way to say, you know, we're looking into that. We'll get back to you on that. On this, a very solemn anniversary, right?
Sure.
The 75th anniversary of that incredible day of sacrifice by U.S., British, and Canadian forces on the beaches of Normandy, France.
Mm-hmm.
So let us just be a little thoughtful. God forbid. We'll take now a chance to have Kim tell us what's coming up in the news at the bottom of the hour.
The University of Illinois is facing a First Amendment lawsuit.
Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook and tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN TV. Your pick just might be Chicago's Best.
All righty. Top five continues.
Number three.
Award-winning actress Marsha Cross. You know her from Desperate Housewives and
Melrose Place.
All those different shows. Is perhaps best known as an actress, but she was diagnosed a few years ago with anal cancer. After she completed radiation and chemotherapy, she reached out to CBS News, the medical contributor, Dr. John LaPook.
LaWhat?
LaPook.
Cuh, right?
To share her story.
Why do you want to talk about this now?
Because I know that there are people who are ashamed. You have cancer. Do you have to then, like, also feel ashamed, like you did something bad, you know, because it took up residence in your anus? I mean, come on, really, there's enough on your plate.
I love the way you've embraced the word.
Anus, yeah. Even for me, it took a while. Anus. You know, you just have to just get used to it.
Wait, there's more. There's more.
You're not used to it yet?
But there's more with LaPook, yeah.
My girls don't know it, but they're up for their first shot. At the end of the school year.
They're 12.
12.
It's been about a year and a half since your diagnosis. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I feel back to normal, though. It's a new normal. I don't think I'll ever take it for granted. Okay, I'm the girl who goes to the bathroom now, and I go, yes, you're great, my body can do. I'm so grateful. I'm like, yes.
Oh, God. Now, I mentioned this earlier when we were on the web. I might as well mention it again
your notice.
Because now this is a story. that has garnered national attention. People Magazine, the top trending story 2 hours ago on Apple News.
A push notification, in fact.
Yes. From People Magazine, Marsha Cross learned her anal cancer, likely caused by same HPV strain as husband's throat cancer.
I heard you screaming and you're looking at your phone. I was like, what's going on?
As Marsha Cross's husband, or is it ex-husband, whatever he is.
Husband.
Still, sure. They're still married. How'd you like to be out having dinner tonight with your friend and your friend sitting at the table?
He's not ordering salad, that's for sure.
Yeah. How about that? Because they're like, oh, God. Oh, I just... That took a second.
Yeah.
The
mind goes in weird places. Yeah. It's too much... Things are connected there that don't need to be. And yeah.
Those two body parts.
No.
You know, the throat I don't want a lot of confusion there.
They do say it's the same exact type of HPV, both of their cancers. So that we know for sure.
Although the throat is just the beginning of the other part anyway. It's just one long tube, isn't it?
And thought of it that way.
Beginning and the end.
Yeah, exactly. Alpha and Omega. Time now to move on to
number two.
The long wait for footage from James Gray's Ad Astra, which is Brad Pitt. What? Look, come on now. Can you grow up for a second, Kevin? Kevin! This is a movie. This is a very important movie. Brad Pitt plays an army engineer who's looking for his lost father on Neptune.
What can you tell us about the LEMA project?
Its objective was to search for advanced extraterrestrial life. The ship disappeared approximately 16 years into the mission.
And the commander was?
He was my father, sir.
This might come as quite a shock to you. Your father was experimenting with a highly classified material that could threaten our entire solar system. All life would be destroyed. We're counting on you to find out what's happening out there.
Okay.
A journey to Uranus? Is that what he said?
No, it's actually to
Neptune.
Neptune, which is right next to Uranus, next door.
Oh, gotcha.
That's the other one. Try not to confuse the two, because it can be very, very embarrassing. All right. Anyway, the point is...
I don't know. It's
I'm having flashbacks to fifth grade.
I know. Exactly. Where's the teacher when you need her?
The point is...
You need somebody with a stick going, now, boys.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Somebody's going to the principal's office.
Anyway, the point is, it's a very important film.
Move their desks. Those two can't interact anymore.
Number one.
Pop star Kesha is questioning what the world would be like if it was not ruled by rich, straight, white men. She's upset about that. Her newest song has been posted on the YouTube, which is owned by rich, straight, white men. Shows her repeatedly giving the finger to rich, straight, white men.
What if rich, white, straight men didn't rule the world anymore?
If you're from another land and come here, you won't have to climb a wall.
Yes, you will!
And if you are a boy who loves a boy, you'll get a wedding cake and all.
Not in Colorado!
That's not going to be a hit. I would like to just promise you that it's not about the... And then she'll complain that it's because it's very controversial. No. It's just... It's basically a Nazi march song is what it is.
I heard like Willy Wonka musical, but with social lyrics.
That's it.
I mean, she's had a rough experience in the music world, and we all know about that.
By the way, you know how I have to fill out a log for everything we talk about here?
Yeah, what are you going to log this in as?
Astrophysics is what I'm going to put down for this. All right, that's it. Gotta go. Keep moving.
The top five at five.